This morning comes from Matthew, verse 2, chapters 13 to 15, and then 19 to 23. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod, and so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who are trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth, and so was fulfilled with what was said through the prophets, that he could be called a Nazarene.
The second reading is Psalm 128, verses 1 to 5. "Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life." The third reading is from Colossians 3, verses 12 to 17. "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
As we welcome Helen up here, I'll just pray a quick prayer for her. Sovereign Father, we lift Helen up to you, and we ask that your words be her words, and that she directs us on the path that you want us to follow. In Jesus' glorious name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Good morning. Today is known as the first Sunday of Christmas. Some of us may be thinking, "Oh no, I thought that had all finished." But equally, this is the last Sunday of the year. And it is a time when we can reflect on the past year and find that place of rest in our God, whom in our hearts we love and trust right now. I'm someone who likes to plan and have things in place. I do not like uncertainty. And I know that this past year has been a time of uncertainty for many of us on several levels, let alone for the country as a whole. It is often said that we can cope with good news, we can cope with bad news, but what we can't cope with is uncertainty. On a personal level, I started the year still accepting retirement, having retired from 30 years of teaching and feeling the loss. My husband had also retired, and we had been looking to downsize from the family home where we'd been living for 37 years. I was continuing to care for my mother every other week for 2 days, which I'd been doing since my sister died 3 years before. Things were going along fairly as usually, and I knew what was happening from day to day, and I was, I suppose, as I like to be, in control. Then, during the next few months, we had found a place where we would like to live, and my daughter announced that they were expecting their first child, our first grandchild, which filled us with joy. But then, in the last 3 months of the year, my daughter had her baby by an emergency caesarean section, my mother became very ill and went into hospital, and we found ourselves moving house with a quick deadline of complete house clearance on our family home of nearly 40 years. I was travelling backwards and forwards on a round trip of nearly 200 miles twice a week on high alert to visit my mother, whilst at the same time clearing the family home with all the memories that that incurred, and then moving into our new home, babysitting a two-month-old baby, thinking it was the time to get ready for Christmas, and then my mother sadly died the day before Christmas Eve. The roller coaster of unplanned events and big life changes had left me, and still leaves me, literally overwhelmed with life. So many things happening, big things in such a short space of time, and all at sea with my emotions. So in my own search for stillness in the face of uncertainty, and to find that place of peace and rest with my Heavenly Father, who I know loves us more than we can imagine, I thought it would be good this morning to take time to meditate prayerfully on these passages, and for this I'm using material provided by the United Bible Societies. So in our reading from Matthew, the visit from the Magi is still fresh in Mary and Joseph's mind, when an angel speaks to Joseph in a dream, this time giving a warning to leave the country as the family is in danger. And I expect Ian will look at the Magi's visit in more detail next Sunday. Herod the Great, who ruled on behalf of the Romans, was worried. His rule was harsh, and at the slightest whiff of a threat to his reign, he took action. This time, he's looking to kill a young king, the newborn child that the Magi have told him about. God intervenes for the Holy Family. They flee to Egypt, a journey of several hundred miles. The family leaves quickly that night and stays in Egypt, living quietly until Herod's death. God then sends his messenger to speak to Joseph again. This time the angel tells him to return home. Joseph is obedient and sets off immediately for Palestine. But along the way, Joseph realizes that although Herod's kingdom has been split up, Archelaus, one of Herod's crueler sons, now runs Judea. Joseph is nervous and unsure about what to do. A third dream helps Joseph make the decision to go to the small town of Nazareth in the northern province of Galilee, which is ruled by Herod Antipas, who later beheads John the Baptist. Two more prophecies are fulfilled through Joseph's obedience to God. Jesus, like Israel, is called out of exile in Egypt, as prophesied by Hosea 11:1. I called my son out of Egypt. Matthew also attributes prophetic significance to Jesus being brought up in Nazareth. He may have in mind Judges 13, 5-7 or Isaiah 11:1, where the Hebrew word Nazar, which is similar to Nazarene, means branch. Isaiah says a new branch will grow out of the root of Jesse, a new beginning will emerge from the royal house of David, bringing deliverance and salvation, which Jesus offered and continues to offer to everyone who will follow him. So we're going to ponder some questions. How do you think Mary and Joseph felt as they arrived in Egypt and set about finding a new home, work, and an income? And what can you learn from this? And then God gave Joseph specific directions that shaped human history. How do you feel God intervenes today? and think about some of the times you have experienced God's protection or guidance over the past year. And then how do you discern between your own good ideas and a word from God to direct you? Psalm 128 might help us with that. Psalm 128 says, "Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life." It commends us to fear and obey God. This fear is not about being terrified, but rather a respect and holy awe for who God is, and how, if we're following him faithfully, he will look after us and direct our lives in the best way possible. So at this moment, bring some of the large and small decisions you have to make to God so he can lead you. And now ask the Holy Spirit to help you act on what God tells you, and spend time praying for members of your family today. And now we turn to Colossians 3, 12 to 17, which I'll just read again. "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive, as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." So this passage speaks about relationships, firstly with God and then with our families and others. So just for a moment, we're going to spend some time pondering on these verses and let God speak to us through them. The time this morning has given us the opportunity for stillness and quiet, for an intimate time of communion with God. And for me, and for us, as we start the new year 2020, and during the days and weeks ahead, it reminds me of the need to be still before God and invite him in. Few words, if any, are necessary. We can enjoy time in his presence, just to be with him and let him love us. Let him refresh our souls. Amen.